18 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning, and time now for the word of the day.
Yay!
So today's word of the day is an interesting one. It's a noun.
All right.
And it's the word ignoramus.
Ignoramus.
Yeah. Do you know what an ignoramus is?
An ignorant. Okay. Let me not go into that route.
It's an utterly ignorant or stupid person.
Aha. I thought as much.
And it can be used as follows. I can't believe they let an ignoramus like that run the company. You know, referring to life and style. Who would they be talking about? Oh, me. Okay. Well, then you're fired, all of you. Now, Ignoramus is also the title of a play or a farce written by George Ruggle first produced in 1615, so it goes back a while. The title character, whose name in Latin literally means "we are ignorant of," is a lawyer who fancies himself to be quite clever, but is actually foolish and ignorant. Ruggle may have been inspired in his choice of the name by a proceeding in the English judicial system. The term ignoramus was written on bills of indictment when the evidence presented seemed insufficient to justify prosecution. In these cases, ignoramus or ignoramus indicated we take no notice of, in other words, we do not recognize this indictment. Such a reference would have been most appropriate for Ruggle's satire of the judiciary. So, here we go, and an excellent word now for you to use to describe many of our current political illuminati. Ignoramus.